Kenny G in the background on this July the 13th, 2019, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. PJ, your internet pastor, talking to you on this webcast on a early Saturday evening, I guess. It's around, what, going on 8 o'clock, yeah. Going on 8 o'clock, and I thought that I'd talk to you. Wow, what an interesting few days I've had. Very interesting few days. Watching people's reaction to the changing tides that is manifesting itself in their lives has always been an interesting thing for me. You know, I go back to something, and I got to say it to you that listen to me on a regular basis. If you do not know the outcome of the insight of where you're going, you're a fool. Why would you engage in something that you don't know the outcome of it? I've been saying that for years. And it really works when you have God in your life, because if God is in your life, you know the outcome of every action. The outcome of every action. Let me tell you what I did today. I was in my office here, and I was thinking about putting together a webcast, and I looked at my old turntable here, and it's running off course, off time, all unbalanced and everything like that. And so I was trying to I went on the internet, Amazon.com. I was going to buy another Akai used turntable and use it here in my office, only to find out that the one that I had, after I took it out of the office, put it in my living room and hooked it up, and you hear it playing in the background. It's hooked up to the big boom speakers in the living room and everything. That it's the best decision I ever made. Moved all of my albums back into the living room when I want to hear classic, if I want to hear gospel, if I want to hear blues, jazz, whatever, on vinyl disc, that's what I do. And it was interesting because a couple of young men were by and they said, "Oh, you don't have to do that. It's a funny thing happened," he said. "Why would you get these old vinyl records up and try to put that old antiquated turntable up?" And I said, "Because it of course it gives a better sounding music than all this digital stuff. You know, the digital stuff, you can even buy a little speaker set with an amplifier and but it doesn't separate it like the big Bose speakers did. And when I grounded the amplifier, when I grounded it, and then when I was putting it together in the living room, I noticed that one of the speakers wasn't even hooked up properly. It was, and I said, well, no wonder when I watch my movies, I'm not getting the right sound effects that I wanted. And I had the thing put together, had one of the young men help me put it together because my hand, since the open heart surgery, feels like sandpaper sometimes. And I don't get the real feeling that I need. And you hear it in the background. I had the music going in the living room, have my lights dim. The clouds are coming back in from the West Coast. Cool breeze in the window of the Lucy Coleman studio. It is just a great Saturday evening. It is. I'm not going anywhere. Don't want to go anywhere. Don't want to do anything. If anything, maybe pick up a book, a chapter of a book to read it, to relax. And I want to share with you tonight what you do when you've thought it through. Because I said, when was the last time that I got a chance to listen to the music that I like the best? Not the modern music, not the newer music, but the music from back in the 80s. I even put in a little Danny Bell Hall. You remember I used to play her years ago. And it was quite delightful to listen to the older stuff. Stay connected. Stay connected to the past. Stay connected to the present. Stay connected to all the things that you're doing. Because staying connected is what you need to do. And I look at these young people around me. They always got to have somewhere to go. They always got to be involved in something. And they don't think about the important things. You know, the important things is, how do you retain the status quo? How do you support your life being. I was out watering the front lawn. And as I was doing that, I said, my God, I'm watering the lawn of the house that I've been in since 1974. I keep bragging on it because how many places have you lived in? And how many times have you moved if you were born? Even if you were born in 1984, how many times have you moved? How many places are you in? Why aren't you satisfied? Why aren't we satisfied with the things that God has given us? Why aren't they enough? I don't know what I want for dinner because I don't want any dinner. I don't require any dinner. I'm not hungry. I had a protein smoothie. I had a pretty full breakfast. I got a little bit left from this morning's breakfast. I may snack on a little bit of that, heat it up in the little oven, and eat that if I feel hunger. But I probably won't, because usually this late in the evening I don't feel hungry. Just satisfied with where you are. That's what this should be. Are you satisfied with where you are? Now, what the Bible says, because I was a pastor in the church, and the Bible says, whatsoever state you find yourself in, with that state be content. Now, I was on the internet looking for, and I found a nice turntable. Guy owns it, and a Kai. And he said it was in perfect condition. I said, I don't have $125, but I can scrape up $100 because I'm going to listen to my plastic album. I've been playing my music for 2 hours on the system that I have, and it's been playing perfectly through. I learned something in that too. If you have something, even though it starts off kind of wobbly, like old people, we walking wobbly, struggling around, trying to keep our balance and everything like that. What you need to do is to realize that where you are, there's an ending to it. And I was telling Kento, he says, why don't you just get a digital thing like I have with a speaker box, and you can type in the album that you want to hear and hear the music. I said, but I'm not hearing it on a Bose system. Because on the system that you have, you got the bass, the horns, the drums, everything coming out of a group of speakers in a handheld thingamajig. I don't want a handheld thingamajig. If any of you are up in age like me, you know what a stereo unit sounds like, looks like, and how we're supposed to keep care of it. Wait a minute. The music stopped. I think I got to go and put on another album. Be right back. Just thought I'd put in a little Wynton Marsalis. Sounds good on a Saturday evening. Wynton blowing that trumpet. Very talented musician. As a matter of fact, the entire Marsalis family, his brothers, his father, and I'm sure he has other cousins and whatnot that plays instruments. And what the Marsalis family did was they turned it into something where they're making money. Wynton teaches in classical schools of music, teaches kids from all over the world. That's why I love listening to him and thinking about his da, 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 da. You know what that is? That's him playing that medley. That's really beautiful. Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. You know, I was having a conversation kind of like over the internet with Kenny, a friend of mine. You know, me and Kenny go way back. We go way back when we were young. We weren't foolish. I A lot of us made choices in our life and ended up certain ways and stuff like that. But I am so glad that I made the right choices, because like what I did is I looked down and saw the end result. Was I right? Yes, I was right. My goodness. Man, to hear a nice trumpet playing. Listen to my dog. He don't like nobody invading his territory, does he? No, he doesn't like that. So many things this weekend. I was thinking about trying to find, and I may go on the internet tonight because I do want to go visiting. I found some old shirts of mine. I'm going to press them up, starch them. That's what I forgot to get. Oh, yeah. My neighbors have been listening to me play my music all day. They're probably wondering, what is going on with the old man? Just enjoying my Saturday evening. Da, 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 da. And I hope that you're enjoying yours. Satisfied, satisfied, satisfied is the theme. And I'm not going to speak an hour. I just want to put it up. And so that you can, you know, come in contact with that. Are you satisfied? Or are you unsatisfied? If things are not going your way, what can you do to make them go your way in a more perfect relation with how you feel and how you govern your life? Listen to that acoustic piano. Man, that's beautiful. And I'm in the office. I'm not even in the living room, but I can hear the difference. Ah, yes. He has a cup on his trumpet. And that's what make Winton's playing of the trumpet so beautiful. You know, let me go back to what I was trying to explain to the young men that were by earlier visiting me. And I said, no, you don't understand the sound quality. I'm not looking to listen to old school jazz on a boombox. Sacrilege, man. Because this new generation, everything is instant. You have to put it together. You know, but one young man said, you ought to take all that old junk you have and junk it. I said, yeah, you say that because you haven't heard it. And then when they heard it, it was a completely different reaction. They try to laugh at it, make a joke of it. It doesn't anger me. My whole life is one spent in teaching lessons to people that need to engage in learning the right kind of lessons. Listen to that. A full orchestra. I forget the name of the album, but it's on plastic. And on my albums that I've purchased, there's no scratches on them because I never put my fingerprints on the vinyl disc. I know how to handle an album and to, man, listen, my turntable is playing perfectly, and I've been playing it for well over going on 3 hours now. And so I learned my lesson. I even have classicals. I mean, wow. What do you do? Hi, Harcourt. Harcourt comes in here and he jumps up on me. Yeah, little fella. Well, I'm just going to cut it short. I just wanted to say hi to you guys. I don't have anything too hot to say. I hope that as you scroll down the front page, you find some interesting things that I'm talking about. Know a young man that's going to get married in a few weeks, and he told me that he would just be overjoyed if I attended his wedding. No, I'm not performing it. I don't do that anymore, but I'm going to the wedding, and I look forward to having a very good time watching a young 28-year-old get married. He came down and told me, I got the license. I said, wow. Huh. I know his fiance. She's a lovely lady. And he's a very fine young man. He's not afraid to work. He loves to engage in that. And I watched him mature over the years that I've been knowing him. I remember when he was a kid down the street, 14 years old, walking down the street with a little skinny self. And now the man is 28 and wants to get married. Start a family. He told me, he said, John, I got my apartment. We're putting things in there, fixing it all up. I said, that's where it's supposed to be. Get your own place. Make your own place work. That's what it's all about. That's what facing life, thinking it through to the end. And I've been telling him for years, think about what you're doing because you've got to see it to the end. Oh, listen. Listen. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, another reason why I like being in my own home? Because I can play my music as loud as I want, and it's not disturbing anybody but me. Because my house is not, I'm not in an apartment. I'm not disturbing nobody. My windows are open. If anything, people hear the music when they drive down the street or walk down the street. But they say, man, this man is enjoying himself. Yes. Even when I put my gospel music on. That's why I cannot understand someone to say to me, because I played some of my church music too. I got that on vinyl. As a matter of fact, some of the best music that I have by Tim Shepherd, Keith Green. I mean, good music. Music that vibrates in my heart. Ah. Knowing how to spend a Saturday evening is what I'm talking about. Okay, I've been talking enough. Hey, thank you for coming to my website, and I'm glad that you're doing swell. Let's keep in mind those that are less fortunate than ourselves. There's a lot of people in LA that are homeless. A lot of them are homeless because of no reason of their own. It just life dealt them that hand. If you can, go downtown and give them a hot meal tomorrow. Get one of these. If you really want to do something good as church people, do that. Cook up a lot of good, healthy food. Take it downtown. Feed the homeless tomorrow for breakfast, for lunch, or dinner. And take care of them. Take some extra clothes down there that you don't need anymore. Sweaters, jeans, socks, tennis shoes that you don't wear anymore. Clean them up a little bit. Package them up real nice and take them down and give it to the homeless people. It's cold in the streets. It's clouding up in Los Angeles tonight. And that breeze, when it blows down there through 5th Street, 4th Street, down there on Macy Street, Los Angeles, San Pedro, it's cold down there. Help somebody. That's what it's all about. I think that's what God wants us to do. As for me, I'm going to go in my living room and listen to a little Wynton Marsalis. And thank you. God bless you. And thank you for coming to the site. Take care now.